I love when people pass me an ear of corn.
Do you eat it like a typewriter, or do you eat it
oh,
like
you gotta
a spiral?
Go typewriter.
I go typewriter.
I go typewriter too.
Thank God. And I also eat it in perfect rows and columns. Like I can bite the
yeah,
same amount
the
every
rows.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel it out, and it always is perfect. And it looks
I think
like
therapists
an
use it as
over.
A way to know how to deal with their clients.
You
know?
I think you're exactly
like
right.
Like a Rorschach test.
Yeah, right.
Of corn.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Emma Galunka from Galunka Farm in Whately. Now, that is a name that people who've lived in the area for any time know.
That's right.
And this is a family farm, a legacy farm. How many generations of Galunkas have been farming there in Whately?
I am the third generation.
Third generation.
Yes, started with my grandfather.
And you're taking the reins slowly but surely? Are you officially at the helm of this farm yet, or what's
No, slowly but surely. Uh-huh. I joke that I'm going to have to pry my dad's hands off of the truck.
Uh-huh. And it would be hard if your dad was listening to this interview and found out that you had taken over.
Right.
Definitely.
Dad, we have to break it to you now. Emma is in charge. I'm assuming then you grew up farming. Is this something that you felt like you always wanted to do, to be the third generation of Galunka farmers?
No, not really. I always said to people, it's too much work. I didn't want to do it. It's too much work. But I spent the past year in Colorado. On my way there, I was really struck by how little agriculture there was everywhere else. And it made me really realize how lucky we are here. Not so much agriculture, but diversity of agriculture, I guess you could say.
Like they just have pot there.
Yeah.
We can't even figure out how to do it here, even though it's legal.
Like driving through the Midwest, say there's really like only soy or only corn, just a really monoculture. And here we are so lucky to have like hundreds, if not thousands, of separate crops in a really small area. You know, it made me realize that I wanted to come back here. And
was there something else that you really thought you wanted to be, and then you had to put that aside and say, you know what, really, I'm just a farmer in my blood?
No, I just couldn't decide on anything. And yeah. I said, well, I guess this sounds good.
Yeah.
Can you review again? Because you mentioned to me like all the different majors you had in college.
I took an interesting route to get my degree. I started with political science and then went into Spanish and French, natural resource conservation, kinesiology, and finally plant, soil, and insect science.
In some way, all of those things, except maybe the French, connect to farming in one way, shape, or form. I mean, I'm assuming there's not a lot of, maybe some Haitian people working on a farm.
Or even when you open the seed catalog and you see all these wacky varieties, a lot of them are different languages.
Oh, right. In French, though?
Some of them.
Yeah, you could start making wine, grow some grapes. What are you growing at Galunka Farm?
Everything. Phil asked me to bring something to sample, and yeah. I couldn't decide on just one because we have too many good things. And I was like, all right, well, what's kind of our signature? And of course, the corn.
Yes.
I had to bring some cucumbers because those are my personal favorite. We just picked some really nice tomatoes. And then, of course, I had to bring some radishes because I always joke that we should make stickers or something that say, look at the size of those radishes. Because
people
always come in and comment on the radishes. And actually, that's one of our best sellers is radishes. Mm-hmm. They're nice and crisp and spicy.
Is there a secret to getting them so big?
Just wait. Patience.
Yeah. Just wait. The corn is ready. This is
yeah.
Now, how do you prepare it, Emma? Like, can you teach that to Monty and I how we do this?
I wish I could, but I'm a little embarrassed to say that I don't actually know exactly how to cook corn because I really always eat it raw. I eat like half a dozen ears a day, but I only eat them in the field.
Let's eat one.
Yeah, yay!
You too, Emma. You can have one.
Yes, let's.
I love eating corn raw, but I usually either make it, boil it, or I now have been starting to make Mexican street corn.
Ooh,
sour
cream.
Yeah, you put it on the grill and sour cream and mayo and spices, cilantro.
I love that.
It's delicious. So when was this picked?
This was picked about 2 hours ago.
And that's the best, right? Like you have to eat it as quickly as possible after picking, right? Because that's for the prime taste.
Definitely.
So that is one of the wonders of living in this area. Emma Galunka from Galunka Farm in Whately, the third generation of Galunka's farm in there, growing all sorts of different crops and famous for their corn. And Phil Kornman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and buylocalfood.org.